Ready, Sean?
Yep.
Good morning. It's November 19th, 2019, and I'm calling to order the meeting of the Board of Canvassers for the Story County Board of Supervisors and for the city school election held November 5th, 2019. Would the auditor and deputy auditor please give a presentation on what we're doing today?
Sure. First of all, you can ignore item number one, which is only necessary. There were no requests for recount, so we don't have, I don't have a request from you, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
So, and then as for our election report, this is the second tier of the canvass, which means we are, you are considering canvassing the results for all entities that cross into other counties. So last week we did the ones that are fully contained in Story County, and this week we are doing the ones that cross county lines, smaller number of entities. I would just once again like to thank my staff and the election workers for a well-done election, and that's all I have to say this morning. So most of last week, so I don't need to
Okay. Any questions?
I don't have a question. I just want to thank you all again for all the work that you've done for the elections. Certainly a smooth process, and haven't heard from anyone saying that they had any issues in voting this year. So thank you. Thanks for all that you do.
It's pretty minor, but it's also standard. So.
Sure. Yeah. Well, it's also nice. I mean, it doesn't rise to our level and
right.
stuff that is staying with you if there are any particular challenges. So. But, yeah.
I'll ditto about thank you for all the good work. And I do have a question that I'm sure came up in some of your emails because I got asked actually to give my name and give my address. Okay.
That's not new. That's been happening for maybe decades in Iowa.
Are there alternate?
Because people now show ID, they think it's new, but you've always had to. You don't have to do it. You don't have to do it verbally. You can say it's the same on my ID, but what the election workers are required to do is to verify your information, and that is because we're not checking your ID. We're checking our own records to make sure that we have updated information for you.
Got it.
Because that's also the time for you to say, oh, no, my name has changed, or actually I live somewhere else now. But you don't have to do it verbally. What I have noticed with the changing in ID laws is that now people are really, because they're giving identification, they're like, why are you asking me this? So I'm like, well, we've always asked you this. You just never seem to notice before.
True.
So
yep.
it's just interesting to me that when you change part of the process, then you get pushback about things that have been occurring mm-hmm. for longer than I've been working in elections.
And I would
thank
add,
you.
As somebody who's worked as an election official uh-huh. for several years or did, that all the election officials, basically, since we have Precinct Atlas or the new version, are following a script. So it's not any individual election officials trying to do anything that's...
Oh, no,
you know,
I didn't mean it that way. I got
and it's been the same. And it's been the same script since I've seen it.
So, yeah, that's... you point out as a signaler, because that's what I've been hearing, especially since our ID provisions started in January this year. We've had... I know this is the first election where everybody was... going to a polling place, but in our special elections, we had the same issue. And actually, also in 18, we had that as well. So you're not required to give that verbally. You can always, and then we train all our election workers the same. Sometimes it's not manifested in the same way at every precinct, but I would just say that any voter that ever has a concern, they should advocate for themselves there at the polling place, but also they're always encouraged to call our office directly if they think that something at the polling place is not happening correctly.
Well, you're right. I mean, of course you're right, but I mean, about that I guess I never noticed before, but I've been probably just responding the same way forever.
They were asking for your name,
right?
But now that you're required to hand them identification, mm-hmm. it seems duplicitous and
But the reality is that somebody's current address can be other than it's on their identification.
Right. So what they did is they add the identification, but they didn't change any of the other process that we had before. So it's a layering on that, and it seems redundant. That was the word I was looking for. They are following the law. And some of them sort of probably go back into the old groove of how it used to be. I mean, at least, I want to say at least 15 years ago, maybe 20 years ago, they had to actually say your name out loud and then, like, announce that to the polling place, and then you could come forward and get your ballot. That has changed, but you still have that conversation with the poll worker. You can say, and they can ask you, is everything on this ID? You know, so you don't have to say it out loud. So it is interesting how you make a change here and then it sort of breaks things over here.
Broke the chain in my head.
Right. not just yours, but everybody's. It's interesting to see how that works in real life. Not just on paper.
Yeah.
Thank you. Great. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions or comments?
None. Thank you.
I will just add my thanks also to your office and all the election officials who made another smooth, well-run election in Story County.
And I would just say thanks to Kevin and his hard work. What we planned to spend on this election and what was actually spent on this election, I think we were within $500 of budgeting that properly, which... because we're also the budget office, I think that helps us.
Amazing. Okay. Yeah, then I would entertain a motion to move approval of resolution number 20-40.
I move approval of resolution number 20-40.
I second.
Okay. Any further discussion? If not, Hedden?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Merkin?
Aye.
Okay, I would entertain a motion to declare the canvass complete and to certify the results of the election to the appropriate jurisdictions.
I so move.
Second.
Okay. Olson?
Aye.
Hedden?
Aye.
Merkin?
Aye.
Okay, then I would entertain probably a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I second.
Hedden?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Merkin?
Aye.
We are adjourned, and we have more paperwork.